Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
So we'll just do basically the same episode as last time, but with me in it, right?
Sega, listening to any of this?
He's gone.
Mate, TikTok's where it's at these days. Got to get on the TikTok train.
Not getting on the TikTok train.
Short form content.
Man, that's how the COVID's spreading.
Through TikTok?
Yeah. The TikTok train.
Yeah.
No one's wearing their masks. Are we recording yet? I've got so much to say. I don't know if I should start talking or not.
Oh, I'm recording on the system.
It's only the video being recorded right now. This is all B-roll footage.
B-roll. Yeah, the B-roll's where... Can you make like a B-roll compilation? Because like some of the best banter is before the B-roll turns A-roll. You know what I mean?
Oh my god,
that's great! Okay. That's a great quote right there.
That is. I'm going to quote that. I'm going to put that on.
Man, I got all the quotes. Just no one listens to me. Hey.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there. I bet. I'm the map.
Whoa, was that a laser?
Was that a what?
Did you add like a laser sound effect into that?
No, nothing. Oh, okay. Did you hear like a laser sound?
Yeah.
Man, that's just in your head.
In your head.
That's a classic tune, isn't it?
Oh my god. Anyways, guys, welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, comic books, and anything to do with pop culture, we'll talk about it. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, aka Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
And we've got a special guest with us today as well from TD Project, Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, that's me, hey.
Yeah, oh, yeah. hey, guys. How you doing, Lawrence, mate? It's been a while between episodes.
Yeah, no, because I'm working.
Yeah. So is everyone.
On a side note, though, just before we get into it, so you know how this is called The Map?
Yep.
The Mad About Pop Culture Podcast.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Sega?
Why?
What are you mad about? I don't get it. Why are you so upset?
Mate, tell me about it.
Why are you mad with pop culture?
It could mean different things, like mad as in angry or like mad as in like a fanatic fan.
The second one.
Huh?
So you are angry with pop culture?
Sometimes, time to time. We need to do a rage video.
So this is the rage at pop culture podcast.
The rage against pop culture. the rap. I don't want to get copyrighted strike for that one. I don't think we can. There's nothing called rap.
But yeah. The mad the other meaning. That's what you mean.
Yeah, as in the
so you're not hectic, really angry all the time.
No, just whenever there's something stupid, then we'll get angry.
Oh, don't get me started.
Don't get me.
Actually, we better get started. What are we talking about?
And then, anyways, wait, I haven't introduced Josh. We just skipped over Josh.
That's what we did.
Yeah, we introduced.
Yeah. How you doing, Josh?
Oh, yeah. Not too bad.
Oh, yeah. Anything new?
Anything new? Oh, I just finished this game called A Plague Tale. That was ridiculous.
That took you a while.
Oh, mate. About 16 hours, I think, in total. But that final boss battle, that made me want to quit the game so bad. That was terrible, mate.
This was the rats one, right? With all the rats.
Yeah, with all the rats. Oh, mate. I've been playing a lot of, like, COVID-related games.
Yeah, you played, like, a game about a plague.
Like, I played it, yeah, so that was, like, a plague game. Then I played, like, Resident Evil, which is, like, a zombie another game. One. And then I played Left 4 Dead with Lawrence, which is another zombie one.
And then sort of you got Cold War, which, like, has, like, Chernobyl in it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of pandemic-related things.
Yeah, you're in a mood today, aren't you?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, so what we're going to do today, guys, is we're going to do a part two from our DJ episode that we did. So last time it was just me and Josh talking about our experience and stuff. And we mentioned that the three of us, me, Josh and Lawrence, we used to DJ and back in the day. And we talked about experiences and the weirdest and worst experience that we've ever had as a DJ. So since we've got the other person with us as well, Lawrence.
Yeah, Josh.
And so you've heard our stories and stuff. So I want to ask Lawrence, man. So Lawrence, what got you into DJing?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah.
Put a flag on that one.
Put a flag there.
Well, I've got the same backstory as Josh, except, wait, so maybe we should pause here and then we'll play the other podcast and then we'll resume so that everyone's up to speed on what you talked about in the last podcast.
Okay, I can't pause my one, so it's just recording. It's fine, I flagged it anyway, so I can...
Okay. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, Sagar's not going to edit the other one into this bit, so you should listen to the previous one and then resume here. Just so you're...
I'll put in here clips here and there and stuff, so don't worry, you guys will be covered.
I just want to make sure everyone listening at home is on the same page.
That's right. If you missed that episode, you better catch up.
Yeah, it's called Hey Mr. DJ.
It was just one thing I felt you missed with your origin story, Josh.
Mm.
It was like one of
I left out some key details, yeah, did I?
When we started DJing, right? So yeah. Like one of the catalytic moments, right?
Catalytic moments.
I like that. I like that.
So we were like going clubbing like every week, right? Some of us like going clubbing like three times a week, okay? It was getting nuts, right? So we had lots of exposure to DJs. And at one point
Pontoon.
Yeah. At one point, we all kind of went, we could do better than these guys. And then someone in our group followed through and then bought all the equipment, and that's how it started, from the premise of we could DJ better than the DJs in the clubs. And that's how it started. And then now Josh and I are DJs.
Miraculously.
That was the catalytic moment.
We
had an epiphany in the club because the DJ was bad, and we're like, we can do a better job.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, mate, what was that club called again? The one we went to before Star Bar. It was like...
The one, Pavilion.
Yeah, Pavilion. Pavilion Hotel.
Oh, my God, that one.
Pavilion Hotel, mate.
We're taking it back now.
Yeah. Did you ever go to Pavilion Hotel, Sam?
Yeah, a few times. Oh, yeah. That's been a while.
This is the early 2010s, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, jeez. Man.
almost like literally, figuratively, a decade ago.
Yeah, like literally. Like straight out of high school, sort of.
Yeah.
Like
straight out of Ashfield.
Probably some of you listening to this podcast won't even know what that is.
What, Ashfield?
No. The Pavilion Hotel.
Oh, majority of people won't know. People, you know, I had this conversation with someone yesterday. I was talking to them. I was like, oh, man, I remember Star Bar. Do you remember Star Bar? They were like,
what? Do we remember Star Bar?
They're like, they're literally like, what's Star Bar? And I'm like, are you serious? You don't know what Star Bar is?
What?
Exactly.
That's impossible. How do they not know that?
Mind you, they're only like a year younger than me. So as if they don't know what Star Bar is.
The clubbing scene has right changed, the music's changed, the DJs have changed. Yeah. We'll cover all of that. We'll
cover that. So back to your DJing and stuff like that. So Lawrence, so you started off by like that. What was your first experience as a DJ? Like, how'd you get exposed to the crowds, and how'd you get, you know, recognition and exposure?
Okay, so initially started, so before I had my equipment, I used to, I learned how to DJ on my mate's equipment, Sam. You know Sam, Josh.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah, so I learned on his equipment, and sometimes I would use his equipment at, like, when he would DJ, like, friends' parties, like, I'd go along, and so, like, there was this one party, the idea was we were going to split it 50-50, I'd do half of the party, and then, wasn't that great of a party, because we rock up. He's doing his bit for about an hour. It's my turn. I'm building the beats up, getting people dancing. And then the party shut down 10 minutes later because apparently someone pulled a gun out at the front of the venue and the police came.
What party was this? How come I don't remember it?
Some Lakemba party.
And, oh, okay. Makes sense now. All right. Someone just pulls out a gun.
So whenever someone says Lakemba, that's all I can think about. But I almost had a
that's
mad
like
DJ
etched
gig
into your brain,
and
right now
the police shut it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's fast forward a bit. I eventually get my own equipment. Josh and I, we joined Star DJ Hire. We're working, getting gigs through there, and occasionally we each get our own like freelance gigs as well. And yeah, just I've still got my equipment. I'm happy to do a freelance gig. Anyone wants to set me up? Yeah. You know where
we'll put the details down in the description.
Details. Oh
yeah, we'll cut your mad deal.
But, yeah. So what was okay? So this is two separate things. Like, what was the weirdest like DJ experience you've ever had?
Okay, the weirdest, but not necessarily the worst.
Not the worst. No, yeah. No, the weirdest.
Okay. So my first solo gig for Star DJ Hire was to DJ a disco at a daycare center.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Was it? Please tell me it was for like the carers, not the little kids.
I rocked out. One of the carers was like, oh, the kids are really excited. Like, I've been waiting all week for this. And like, that's just a four-year-old. It's a room full of four-year-olds. What am I meant to do with this party? The highlight, though, I dropped my favorite remix of Nikki Webster. And then all the teachers were like, oh, out of the way, kids. This is... Strawberry Kisses.
Move, this is my time.
Oh my god, is that Nikki Webster?
It's like yeet the kids.
Yeah, that was definitely a weird
one. So what were you playing? Like, you couldn't have what, like, did they even tell you that you're going to a daycare? Like,
yeah, I knew I was going to a daycare center. I didn't have actually I found out I was doing that gig the day before, and I did not have time to download any proper music for that gig because actually, on the way home from work the day before, I ended up in a bit of a fender bender. So I spent like that night doing insurance stuff. So that I did not have time to do download music. So I just made do. Didn't have any clean cuts of any songs, so any popular song that had swearing in. Thankfully, the DJ set has a censor button on it, so I just had
to oh, thank that. God.
But yeah, no, that thank went gosh. All right. But the kids, they went hard out, and then, yeah, they were, like, gone, like, an hour before my gig was up. They were late.
You know, the juice boxes and stuff.
Yeah, they danced
hard out. Nap time.
Nap time.
Please tell me you play, like, some Thomas the Tank Engine kind of music as well.
I dropped the Pokemon songs.
Oh, nice. Mate. Nice, that's that the way. Off. That's it. And then... Okay, that was the weirdest one. What was the worst party? Or party, wedding, event, whatever, anything. What was the worst DJ experience you've ever had? To explain
the worst one,
yep.
I feel like I also got to say one of my better ones, which happened in the same week. Because like I feel they're just two opposites of the same gig, right? So I did these two DJ... I mean, not DJ... I did these two Christmas parties, right, in the same week. So the first one, I rock up, and it's a mixed crowd, right? Older people, younger people, right? And I'm trying to find this balance of what music should I play to engage everyone, right? Because that's your job as a DJ. You got to play the music to best engage everyone that's at the party. So I'm playing some older music, some 70s disco, some 80s dance, stuff like that. Everyone's dancing, the older people loving it, but then some of the younger people were like... Hey, we've had quite a few of the older songs. How about you put some of the newer songs on for us younger people, right? Yeah, okay, cool. So I played my last 70s disco song, put on some current pop songs, right? Everyone's having fun. We're dancing. Everyone's having a good time. Some of the older people came back to me and said, reckon we could throw a few more of the oldies back on there? And then that's what I did for us tonight. Just played a couple old songs, a couple new songs, a couple old songs. That was the balance for this party. Everyone was happy. Everyone was dancing the whole night. Fast forward a few days to the worst party, right? Same deal, Christmas party, mixed crowd, older people, younger people. The older people would only get up if I was playing the older songs, and the younger people would not get up until I played the newer songs. So then I would play the new songs, and then the older people would sit down straight away while the young people got up. And then as I swapped back to the old style, the young people would sit down, the old people would get up. I couldn't please anyone at this party.
What was, like, the difference? Like, how old are we talking? Like, are we talking, like we're doing, like, 70s and 80s?
Oh, yeah, so like, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Like, I got this was a full range of ages, right?
Yep.
It's just, like, at that first party, everyone was happy to go with whatever as long as I was keeping it mixed. But at the second party, people just refused to dance to the music that wasn't their style and would just keep requesting their style and just would not dance to anything else. And I just like, this party's too mixed. I can't just play your style.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I just felt like that was the worst party because I couldn't please everyone. But it was basically the same deal I had with the party early in the week, but they reacted really well with it.
Mm.
It depends on the crowd that's there, you know. Sometimes you get like some people that are really into it, and then sometimes you get people that aren't into it, you know. Like, especially like when it came to like some events that I was doing back with my mate, we'd do some like Bollywood nights and stuff like that, and you would see the younger people won't even get up to dance at all, and then it just takes that one song, and then everyone's up and dancing, and then you know. There's some, and then you just need that one infectious person that brings the energy to the crowd, and then that gets people pumping and going. And then if that's not there, then you know you can't. The DJ can't do much, you know.
Yeah. See, I'm DJ, that person when I'm at the party, not the DJ.
yeah. So they're basically like with that, like when you're the energetic one getting everything pumping, the DJ can then play music. And doesn't matter, like, as long as it continues the flow and continues, like, the energy, like that person will still be on the dance floor no matter what, and they'll keep people there. But then as soon as you mix another song into it and then it just dies down, that's, like, the worst feeling ever. Like, you're playing some mad music, everyone's up and dancing, and then all of a sudden you put another song on, and then that's when the crowd slowly starts dispensing, and then the dance floor is like full on empty and stuff.
One more thing to add to that worst party, though. So I have this playlist which I refuse to touch unless someone specifically requests a song from this playlist, or the dance floor is dead. Because I feel like this is your go-to playlist to just get people dancing, but I refuse to play them otherwise. But every other DJ always plays this at like a party, right? So you got Nutbush, Macarena, YMCA, Mambo Number 5. You know, all those songs. They're played at every party, but I refuse to play them unless I have no choice. And that's and they were always, no matter what, get people dancing. Did not work at this party.
Really?
Wow. No one got up to dance the Nutbush or the Macarena. Wow. But like, those are the default party dances.
Wow.
They're the biggest hits.
Yeah.
Like, that, no matter where you are or what you're doing, I've seen people literally in a buffet line or get taking out food and the Nutbush goes on and they leave their food. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information to go do that.
Yeah. The moment I dropped the Nutbush and no one got up for about 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm not going to put much
more into this party.
Yeah.
Wow, 2 minutes.
I played it for like 2 minutes. I'm like, next song.
Yeah.
Mate, do not win this party over.
The average time to get someone to dance for Nutbush is like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Two minutes. Wow.
God.
So that party was worse than the 50-year-old birthday that we co-DJed.
Oh, I remember that one. That was...
Was that the one that you explained last time?
Yeah,
the one from the last podcast. That was so bad. Yeah. But at the end of it, when we're trying to pack up and leave, they're like, "We'll pay you extra. Stay longer." I'm like, "How did we win you over? You're complaining the whole night."
Yeah, exactly.
What did we do? We didn't change anything.
We're just playing the same music. How did you? Oh, mate. At least you didn't get like. At least your experience didn't have like 14-year-old kids asking to play all these explicit music in front of their parents and stuff, and then coming from a brown background, an Indian background where explicit stuff isn't allowed.
Yeah, and parents are more judgmental. Like, I know where you're coming from.
you know where I'm coming from. And if you drop the music that I was playing, if you drop that at any brown party, oh my god, that's it. You'd have died. Like, that person would have been dead, like, literally. But these guys, they enjoyed it. They loved the crap out of it. I'm just like, I'm standing there just like, quietly, like, dying to myself. I'm like, oh, no. Here we go. Have you got... I didn't ask this last time. Have you... Because I said that my worst experience was the wedding reception that I did that was very unorganized. Was there another... Have you guys been to an event where it, like, literally was not organized and just started falling apart? Like, DJed at one or sort of, last minute got told to do this, but it wasn't... Nothing was up to standard?
No, everything I've done has been fairly organized, or the instructions they gave me right before the gig were fairly reasonable, so, yeah.
Yeah, same, same.
That's all right. I like another story that I had was my mate that I learned that I was doing DJing with just last year. Yeah, last year in the beginning of the year. Was it last year or the year before? Anyway, sometime. I think it was 2019, sorry. So we went to this wedding down at... I think it was called Gladswood Hills towards Campbelltown area, and like literally they were doing an outdoor wedding, but the wind was so strong it just blew the whole stage, like the whole stage just collapsed. Like literally, like we were this like literally this close, centimeters away from getting hit with steel frames, because the DJ so the stage was basically at the front, and DJ booth was like next to it, and me and my mate were there because I was playing the drums and he was DJing, and we were having a conversation, and we're like, this thing's gonna fall over soon, and then next minute the thing just collapsed.
Yeah, that's
and nearly hit us, mate. And then that wedding was meant to start at like at 11 o'clock. The wedding started at 1:30.
Mate.
Like, and I was working at that time as well. And I had to bullshit that I went to, that I was going somewhere else. So I could just go to this wedding. But moving on and saying that, like what would you be, Lawrence, would you still be able to DJ in today's kind of music and genre?
Yeah, I reckon I could do it.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, if you gave
What's the difference from... Okay, so the music from today versus then, is it similar or has that changed for you?
Okay, I just want to throw out there, I'm a little bit out of the loop with the current music.
Yep.
When we started DJing, the car I had a working radio, and I was always listening to Kyle and Jackie O and Today FM with the Top 40 Countdown. So
yeah,
I was always up to speed on what was relevant with music, right? But mm-hmm. Now my current car does not have a working radio, so I'm out of the loop on current music. But yeah, but like from what I've heard, right, it's more like the rap R&B hip-hop vibe, isn't it? Like there's less 128 BPM pop songs going around.
There's less doof-doof music.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. There's not that many. It's legit just like what you said. It's like either that rap, the very sort of like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
what's like it? Like the mumble rap.
Mumble rap, kind of yeah. The
same. Yeah.
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 That's my thing. But like, Josh isn't more into it than we both are, because he makes music and stuff like that, so he has to keep up with the trend and stuff like that. So Josh, like going on your basis, like what would you say would be the, give me a second, what would you say that, what do you reckon that today's music is like? Would you change anything from what you were doing previously, like recording music wise?
Yeah, no, I think for the most part, and I think I touched on this in the last time we talked about it, it's mostly like the music you'd find on TikTok, I would say. So that even like kids nowadays are even getting into like the older songs. They're all about like these songs that sort of build up and then go into a drop, but it doesn't necessarily have to be like an EDM song or something. Like it can be. For example, the song Chiquitita or something by ABBA. Has a mad like piano drop at the end of the song.
The one that goes
and then it goes and so basically they use those kind of those emphasis parts of the songs, like those accents, to create, you know, something meaningful in their short form content on TikTok. So yeah, it's a lot of those kind of songs, and you've got to probably, like, if you're going to DJ in today's world, you probably have to find like a lot of remixes of those songs, and then they'll be like, oh yeah,
So like when it comes to DJing, like this is a question for both of you. When you guys play music, like what's the average time you would play a song? Like I'll go with Joshua. Like what would be the average time, or like would you play the full song, or would you cut it
so it, before it all depend, or, oh okay well it all depends on the party, and if so if you're on a shortage of music for that specific, like let's say they just want one specific kind of music and you don't have many songs of that genre, my suggestion would be to play the songs out as long as possible and then fade it into the next one.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you will not...
use up your time.
Yeah, just because otherwise you will not have enough music for the, time slot.
Let's say, for instance...
Hypothetically, let's say it's a good party, good vibes, you're reading the cloud, and they're just taking whatever you're playing at them. How long would you play the songs?
Yeah, so for me, basically, I'll milk the crap out of the song as much as I could. And then go into like sort of keep that rhythm going into the next song kind of thing. Just milk it. But that's what I was, the point I was alluding to. Like, Josh, would you do that as well? Like, say, for instance, like, some people, let's say people that are younger than us, we're talking 10 years, 10, 12 years younger than us, you know, the ones that are just, you know, sort of finishing high school, just out of high school, kind of that kind of age bracket. Like, how would you, like, would you milk the crap out of the song, or would you chop and change like, really quickly? Like, they're vibing. Let's say, it doesn't matter if they're vibing or not vibing. Like, how would you format? Like, that's the description if I've given it to you. Is it's an 18th birthday party, filled with teenagers, obviously, and they pretty much listen to any kind of music. What would you? How would you do it?
You put him on the spot, mate.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information. I know. Yeah, well, all right, you want to think about that one? Or
it's too dictionary, man.
Yeah.
Like, no, because I think if I have enough music, which I probably would, because I'm keeping up to date with, like, the TikTok trends and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely I would play, like, one drop and then flip it to the next song.
Yeah, so basically, like, keep it like how TikTok does it, like, a minute a song, maybe. And then, because
too short.
But if you're going off, like, the TikTok trend, like, you know, people don't understand, like, the full song of it, you know, like the intro of Begging is completely different to the chorus, you know?
Mm.
So basically, if you start that song with the intro and work your way to you know, Begging, they only think that, they think that's two different separate songs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so a song like that, where it's got, like, a sort of a free-form intro and then it goes into, like, the beat,
yep.
I would probably, what I'd do is I'd the song before it would be, like a sort of, like, an EDM kind of song, and then when it hits, like, the breakdown, when the beat kind of stops, that's when I would fade in the next song, like Begging, for example.
Yep.
So it just kind of, like, flows together a bit better.
So it's just, yeah, you just have to kind of get it, because majority of it, it's like, again, like, the most popular songs that are coming out, like, have been on TikTok pretty much. Like, it's just blown out the water. Like, anything Lil Nas does just goes on TikTok, like, straight away.
Mm.
That guy's coming out with some weird stuff, man. He's coming. He came out with Old Town Road, and then, like, the rest, they're good music, but, like, the video, oh my god, like.
I haven't really been following the guy, to be honest. Like, I feel like Old Town Road was, like, the song that he, like, his main song.
Yep.
And then everything after that was kind of like, yeah, I think he's more going for a visual at this point, whereas, like, the music itself
mm-hmm.
is very much just like, it's just your sort of, like, generic pop, mumble rap kind of music.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one that we're at the moment. Like remember. Okay, what about collabs? Remember the collabs that we used to, they used to be back in the days and stuff?
Yeah.
Barely that many. Like, I don't think there was, like, when it came to, like, EDMs and stuff like that, there wasn't barely any, that much collabs. It was more, like, you would get some, but not as much. It was more, like, artists doing their own stuff. But these days, like, there's collabs like No Tomorrow. Like, you know, I just found out the other day, Marshmallow and the Jonas Brothers have a song together.
Nice, got to get what? On that.
Yeah, nice, exactly. Like, yeah. like they've got a song together, and it sounds like it's completely different. Like, Marshmallow is this DJ, like, EDM guy, who's producing all these like pop songs now.
Mm.
Like, mm. Definitely worth to have a listen to because it's completely different. And then he's also made a Bollywood music Bollywood song as well, Marshmello.
Wow, yeah. I did not know that.
Nah, it's weird stuff. You know?
But I think that's also an interesting sort of topic to get into because it's like these bands that were sort of like bands or like groups that were kind of primarily relying on like acoustic instruments and stuff are now going to like these electronic DJs, producers and getting them to make their songs or collabing with them.
Yeah.
And then somehow from that collab, like it just blows them out of the water.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Order, like, their views, their listens will just quadruple because they worked with, another artist. Compared to all their like previous stuff, an example of that would be like Coldplay and Avicii, and
Chainsmokers as well. Like
Chainsmokers,
yeah.
Like you think about all the mad classics that Coldplay came out with, and then this one collab with like Chainsmokers just like all those other songs are just like irrelevant.
Yeah, had more hits on like YouTube than
Even
I think even you know the remix, the high power remix by Tiesto, that's got more downloads or more listens on Spotify than the actual original song.
Wow.
Like there's things out there that have like you've got the remixed versions of it, and then when you listen to it you think it's like the original, but it's not. It's like more, it's the remixed.
It's interesting because they like the sound of like EDM and like how it's all produced and like heavy and like fat beats and stuff. But when it comes to like a live setting, it's a different story because people like visuals of like live instruments.
Yeah.
And with DJs, they're basically just standing in a booth, fist pumping, jumping up and down, and they're relying heavily on like the visuals and everything. So it's kind of like,
Yeah, modern, like contemporary mainstream audiences just don't appreciate music with traditional instruments.
Hmm.
So, you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, like, well, we were saying, like, we got all these artists that would make music with traditional instruments, like Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they release a song that has, like, a electronic backing to it. And that's what gets really popular with a current audience today.
Hmm.
Like, I'm not saying, like, no one appreciates traditional music anymore, but the current mainstream audience doesn't have much of an appreciation for stuff with real guitars and pianos and drums.
Do you reckon it's, like, have you heard of Sometimes Sadness?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so there was the, like, pretty much, I never knew there was an original version of that, which is just all acoustics and sort of, but I thought it was an EDM song.
There's an original version?
Yeah. like.
Oh, yeah, because it's by Lana Del Rey, right?
Lana Del Rey, yeah. I thought it was, like, collab. Like, I thought it was Cedric Gervais and Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, because I'm more familiar with that one. Yeah, that was, like, one of the main clubbing songs.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, Summertime Sadness was a song she released, and then it just got remixed.
Yeah, and so then, I didn't even know that there was an original song and we were listening to the remix. Like, the remix becomes so popular, or, like, the electronic version becomes so popular that, like, anything else done by that artist gets drowned out.
Yeah, so, like, it was a bit, like, that's the thing. Like, back in the day, like, I never knew anything about it like that. And then, on top of that, these, like, oh my god, you know who's the worst at it? Jason Derulo at the moment. like that song on TikTok that everyone was doing the dance to, like the dun 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 dun. So he took that and made a song out of that beat, and he didn't. And everyone had a go at him because he didn't mention the original artist. So he basically took that song from TikTok and made his own song out of it. Mm. And just because he started doing that, people weren't using the original sound. They started using Jason Derulo's one. And he didn't acknowledge him or do anything. And then everyone had a go at him, and then all of a sudden he changed it to Jason Derulo featuring the guy that made the beat. Yeah, made the beat. And not even that, like, there's the other one. I don't know, Josh, have you heard there's, like, people love this one. It's, like, the Jalebi by, they're, like, it's another famous, like, a big thing that he's jumped on and made a remix with as well.
Right, like, no, I haven't heard that.
It's, like, Jalebi something. But, like, he's made a remix out of that one as well, and then it's just like, oh, wow, really? Like, how many things is this guy going to jump on? Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information. Start off with a rant. Let's see if we can do a rant. Let's get mad.
Because, like, I think one of the original questions from the last podcast was, how does DJing and music now compare to, like, before, right?
Yep.
So, DJs annoy me. I don't know about you. Like, let me elaborate. This is an opinion that I've held, like, not long after I started DJing, right? DJs annoy me because, I just want to clarify, in this rant, I'm only talking about local DJs. So, people that do parties, functions, events, or they're at nightclubs. I'm not talking about the
producers.
Like, those, the producers, the guys that are at the like
festivals and all that stuff.
I'm talking about, like, your local level DJs, right?
Like what we were, pretty much.
Like, and also, would you would consider us to be professional DJs, right? Because all of us have had legitimate paid gigs DJing. So we're professional.
Yeah.
So DJs on our level and a little bit higher, right?
Yeah.
Most of them annoy me because I feel most of them don't put in enough effort.
Okay.
Like, because, like, take the technology that we have right now to DJ. There is so much of an advancement with what we have compared to what we had 10 years ago. And there's so much more of an advancement with what we have to DJ with than what we had in the 60s and 70s, right?
Yeah.
It is so much easier for us to DJ. But at the same time, we have the potential to do so much more with the music while we're DJing. But no one puts that effort in because it's just easier to DJ.
Yeah, it's easier to change, fade in, fade out songs.
Yeah, like
then to like what I was saying in the last episode, like how when we did the AIT party and stuff, the three of us would be there DJing on like this one DJ set. You know, the three of us didn't bring our individual DJ equipment. So we were using Josh's, like, and then you would have Josh mixing the songs and stuff, and then you would have yourself, Lawrence, scratching and pretty much, you know, doing all that, and then I was just there, just in the background, just going, Josh, play this, being the annoying guy, and then it was like, oh yeah, man, and it just chucks it in, and then
we're all having a bit of fun there, we're putting in effort, like we're doing effort. Genuine, we're not just hitting play, letting the song run out, and then quickly pushing play on the next song. Which I feel too many DJs are doing now. Like, opinion I have is that 99% of the time, if you organize a party at a function venue, right, and that venue supplies you the DJ, they have an in-house DJ, that DJ will suck. I've never been at a party where the venue supplied their own DJ and I've had a good time. Yeah. Those are the DJs that put in the least effort.
Yeah, because they're only there to get the pay and get out.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
Like they don't even read the crowd. Like, half of DJing is read your crowd, work out what music is going to keep them on the dance floor. Don't just play whatever you want and pause play and just let the songs run out. Put some effort into it. Think about it.
Well, pretty much, like, just going back to what you said about the technology and stuff as well, like, we all had USB DJ controllers, right?
Yeah.
Everyone had a USB DJ controller, right? So before then, people were DJing on like vinyls and stuff like that. So, improvements. And then now you pretty much have like everything's all done electronically, man. You can DJ off an iPad. Like, people these days have like iPads as their controllers.
Yeah. See,
pretty much.
We have all the songs digital, right?
Yeah.
4K or whatever the audio equivalent is, right? Super duper audio. We can listen to a clear quality, and we also have visual representation of the sound waves on our laptop, so we can visually and audio, orally, that's the word, orally, match up the songs. Yeah, because oral's your mouth, oral's your ears. That's what we learned in HSC Music, Josh. And yeah, so we got all this stuff to help us match up the songs. It's like, it's so easy to DJ, but it enables us to do so much more of it. So this is an example. My personal style is, as often as possible, create a mashup. So you got this one song going. Whatever song you're going to play next, find a distinct part of it, whether it's the chorus or like a riff. Mash it up with the song you're currently playing. Tease it.
Let
the audience anticipate what's coming next. And it sounds like a mad mashup. And you go back to the first song, and then eventually you bring that song in. You put a bit more effort to it, right? And it just makes it sound so much better.
Yeah, hence, that's why there's Matchton and Kutcher. Like, I love those guys. They come up with the maddest drops and the maddest, like, trolls and stuff. Like, they'll build it up, and then they'll just drop, like, the element. Oh, I was watching one of their live gigs, and they were, like, building it up. They were getting this mad drop happening, and it was building, and everyone's like, yeah. And then they just drop, like, elevator music, and then they hide behind the thing to take a break, and everyone's just like...
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever. They get them
hyped. Get on the beers.
Get on the beers, mate. Like, like, that drop, oh, mate, that's the best. But, Josh got very excited when you said mashup.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something, man?
Well, I was about to say, do you have a favorite mashup right now?
Oh, not right now, but when I buy the Roll and Go, and we start live, you wait for it. Yeah, but
you hear that, guys? We're going to be DJing soon on Twitch.
I'll have that link down below.
The average DJ set has the ability to play at least 4 different audio tracks at the same time. You can do so much with 4 different audio tracks, but the average 100%. Person's just going to like. Play a song, play it out, quickly fade in the next song. No effort.
Do you remember my little DJ controller that I had? It had that cheat mode on it, the fader, the slider, where you could just... Yeah. That was the biggest cheat code ever. Like, you didn't have to put any effort in to, like, actually sync up the songs or anything. You just do that and it'll just automatically do it for you. It was just a slider thing they do. Right. That goes from one side to the other, to the other, to the other. You just keep going back and forth, and then there you go. There's your mad mashup right there. It's the best. It's the best at Indian parties because they have no idea. Like you could be like for us, we were like, when you do like an event or something, you want it to be proper, like synced and blended in and faded in to the next song. Like you want to make it smooth as possible, right?
Yeah.
Whilst with like Indian parties, you can have a song playing and then all of a sudden just fade it, and it sounds like as if it's like the other song just starting, but it sounds so shit when you're fading it because you're doing it so slow, because it's just like it goes from like normal, it's like, yeah, doof, 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 into the new one. Yeah. And it's just the best because you just do it and people don't give a shit. They'll just still keep dancing because they'll just look at you. They'll be like, huh? And then you just keep going. You just be like, yeah, sure, whatever. Let's go. Next one. So what's your favorite mashup, Josh?
Right now. So do you know the song Swing by Savage?
Yes.
And do you know Viva La Vida, Coldplay?
Oh, this guy. Yeah. I know about that one. Yeah,
maddest mashup right now. It just works so well.
Have you heard it once?
Nah, I should.
Oh, hold on.
I'll link you that later. That is great.
After this, and then I'll tell you a mashup I remembered. I did a while back.
Cold. What was it? Swing and... Swing. I'll have that ready for you here.
Oh, I remember Swing. I know which one we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Drop that bass.
Swing! Yeah.
That was a good one.
Now drop it low.
Oh, you know
what else I like about DJing? When the crowd are like mad into it, and then, when the crowd are like mad into it, and like you cut the music and then they sing. Yeah,
I love doing. I was just about to say
that. Oh, yeah.
I think the most common one we do that to is Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Really?
Yeah.
So just before they go woohoo, you cut the music and it's just the crowd singing it. And then they're just like, what happened? And then you put the music back on.
I think the best one that I heard was obviously this was back in the day, Swedish House Mafia's Don't You Worry Child. That went off like literally as soon as it will be like that part, don't you worry child, they'll just cut off the music and then you just see everyone just on top of their voice.
Only certain crowds will do it, so you have to really pick the crowd before you do try it because otherwise you do it and then no one does anything.
That's happened a couple of times.
Has it happened to you?
Yeah.
Really? Okay, talk about it. What song did you try it on?
I can't remember, actually, but I cut the music.
Yeah.
And no one really sang, but, like, they still thought it wasn't, like, normal.
They thought it was a part of the song.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just brought the music back on. Like, I was like, yep, that's not working here.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
But, they're always awesome. Like, what was like, oh man, because of lockdown and COVID and stuff, I didn't think we've actually been out clubbing for a while. It's been God knows how long.
Over a year.
Yeah. And we don't know what the atmosphere is like anymore. Like, I honestly forgot like what it feels like to go out and then listen to like what local artists and DJs are doing and, you know, like at clubs and promos with stuff.
I just want to quickly throw in there. So this isn't my favorite mashup. This is a very distinct mashup that I remember I made. Unfortunately, the audio of this got taken down on Facebook.
Copyright.
I don't know how this specifically got taken down for copyright because I feel like this is too...
Mate, fair use.
This is an original mashup.
Yeah.
So I had... Fair use. What's that girl group that does the song Work It? Oh, not Work It, Worth It. Worth It. Yeah, baby, I'm
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I mashed that up. Maybe I will work it. I mashed that up with
it's like
Dancing
Queen. Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, Fifth Harmony.
That's it. I mashed up Worth It Fifth Harmony with Dancing Queen ABBA.
Oh, nice.
Because I had this...
Baby, let me work it.
I was practicing for a wedding and I had the playlist and it was just like very... It had a lot of variety in it. So I'm like, oh, let's see what I can have. I'll have some fun with this in my practice set. I filmed it. And I just did mashed up like all the different genres together. Ended up with like weird mat combinations like that. But if you get the timing right, it sounds so good.
Mm. We're still waiting on a mashup between Pitbull and Kesha. Pitbull or Taylor Swift? We predicted this like back in the day. I still got video footage of this where we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh. You predicted that Pitbull and Taylor Swift will be releasing a song. You didn't say when. We're still waiting, but you've predicted it. So if it does happen,
Pitbull's a
little mate, you called it.
Oh, yeah.
Dale. One, it's the two, worldwide. Three, four, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Remember, everyone was just singing that one part of your song.
Hotel, you better tell that one. So that's why I was bringing it up. In the club. That didn't matter what song was playing. We used to just yell out the lyrics from Hotel Room Service. By
yeah, yeah.
Every time there's a drop. We at the hotel, motel, holiday. We did this like 5 times in a row. And then at one point, the DJ stopped playing the music. And then the whole club looked at us.
I'm pretty sure everyone started singing it, actually, at one point.
Yeah, we got half the floor singing it. And then the DJ stopped playing music. And then everyone turned around.
So, yeah, the best club to do that in is the Retro.
Oh, but got the Retro.
You can actually dance in.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's big enough.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not necessarily big enough. It's just people just... There's more space on the dance floor.
I'm sick of going to nightclubs where the dance floor is so packed you can't actually dance. You jumping up and down on the spot is not a dance. All right? I'm going to exercising. To dance on the dance floor. Not to jump up and down, grinding against everyone in the club at the same time.
Yeah. You want to put on some moves, get your light-up shoes, get your light-up shirt.
Light-up shoes, mate. They put a show on.
I actually wonder how dance floors are going to work when everything kind of opens back up.
Yeah, you sticky tape a bunch of hula hoops on the floor and everyone picks a hoop.
Yeah.
That's your spot.
Well, if it's like the square meter rule, only like 20 people are allowed at a time, so do like 20 go on, 20 get off.
It needs to be like... you know the pool tables at the bar? Yeah. So the loser goes off and then the new person comes on. That's the dance floor rules now. It's just a constant dance battle. Battle royale.
Yeah.
Battle royale.
Dance battle royale.
Until there's like one left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to earn your right to be on this floor.
Yeah. And then you progress, like, every time you win a battle, you take that person's circle, so like until you reach the center. You have to work your way in to it. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
That being said, nearly every time I go out, at least one dance circle happens. It's so funny, hey?
Mm.
Like, breaks out. Have you
been there when a dance circle's happened?
Oh, man.
Those go off. You don't get those at those clubs where everyone's on the dance floor at the same time. With, like, 0.2 centimetres away from each other. You got to go to like a proper dance floor, yeah, like at the Retro, heaps of room, dance circles. Everyone get in there.
And back when SFX was the thing, back when that was the thing, that was actually good.
I know of that.
Mate, you were there.
Yeah, I was of there.
Yeah, we went there a couple of times.
Yeah, that's where we're at.
Have you guys ever been to Home Bar?
Yes.
I've heard stories.
Oh. What's your story about Oba?
It's a club that is so loud they literally sell earplugs at the bar.
Home Bar, I remember, like, Home Bar was the thing where you used to go to, like, as soon as you turn 18. That was the thing that, like, everyone used to go to. And then once you pass, like, the age of 21, you go into that bar. It's still filled with, like, 18-year-olds.
Yeah. So loud, though. The first time I went in there, I tried to pick up someone. I got her to dance, but I could not hear anything she was saying. Just using, like, hand and body movements, I got her to stand up and dance with me.
Yeah.
But no, could not hear anything she was saying.
You had to pull out, like, one of the, what's your number?
Oh, I should have done that. Oh, my God.
That would have worked.
I think at the time I had, like, the old Nokias. One of those. Oh. I was slow to get on the smartphone bandwagon.
Yeah.
No, same here, like.
The sliding Nokia.
I didn't think I got, like, a proper, like, smartphone until, like, way after high school. Mm. Like, I was still using, like, the I don't know if you guys remember back in the day, like, do you remember the Nokia where it was like that and you could push it up and the keyboard, like, the screen would go up?
Yeah, and you had
the keyboard? Yeah, I had those ones.
Like the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that's a different phone.
No, completely different.
No, that's...
Sort of. But yeah. Is there anything more you guys want to talk about in this music thing?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else? Just keep adding on.
DJs, in terms of pop culture.
Yep.
People are just hiring DJs to say, hey, I've got a DJ. But, like, most of the parties that I've been to, whether it's, like, I'm DJing or am I just at the party, I think... You could have saved yourself $500 and just put Spotify on a speaker because you're not letting the DJ do their job properly.
Yeah. Because you guys keep asking for, like requests. Can you play this? Can you play that?
If, like, you give the DJ an idea of the kind of music you want and then you let them go for it, that's their job. Their job is to work out how to keep you dancing, all right? Don't ask the DJ for every single song while they're DJing. Don't give them a request every 3 minutes because if you're going to do that, you could have saved $500 and plugged your phone into a speaker and had the same result.
Yeah.
I've actually, like, I remember I went to my cousin's wedding reception. It was exactly that. It was literally a phone plugged into a speaker. And to be honest, like, best thing they could have done because it was... Because my cousin got married to, like, a white girl. So it was, like, Aussie family and Indian family.
Yeah.
And so pretty much, like, this was the only time where there was, like, where the Indian people jumped off the dance floor because someone played the Nutbush straight after.
No.
Because there was mad Bollywood music happening and then they changed it to the Nutbush. And then all the Indian, you just see every Indian people just, like, disperse. And the all the white people come onto the dance floor.
With the whole, like, you know, playing music off Spotify, which is why you should probably hire a DJ for your parties, is there's no consistent, like, flow of music. Like, one song will play, then it will stop, and then it's like, oh, what are we going to play next? And then it's like this massive break. But, like,
if you
get a jukebox.
You know, yeah. I've seen people hire jukeboxes as well. That's got to be a cheaper alternative as well.
They're not that expensive. Like, jukeboxes, like, you put it plays by the list. It doesn't chop and change. So whatever song you want to play, you type it up, it'll come up. It's on the list. And so pretty much you'll go through all the songs.
The whole song. Yeah.
You'll pretty much go through the songs one by one.
If you've got an idea of what you want playing the whole night, you can make your own playlist, whether it's on Spotify or you download the music and just make your own playlist on iTunes or whatever. But, like, if you're hassling the DJ every couple of minutes and they're not doing anything wrong, like, why did you hire that? Like, I feel like too many people, like, not so much now because of COVID, but just before COVID hit, too many people were hiring DJs just to be like, hey, I've got a DJ, my party's cool because I have a DJ. But they're not letting that person actually DJ properly.
No, they're basically the human Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, like, just there for clout. Is that the word we're using now?
Yeah, clout.
Yeah, clout. Clout.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They're, like, to be honest, like, it pretty much does become that. Like, I've seen it happen. It's happened to me. It gets really annoying. You get frustrated because you've got a certain set of songs, a certain list of songs that you've been given, and pretty much this pit randoms just coming up to you and just going, play this, play that, play this, play that, play this, play that. And then, like, the best DJs that I've seen is that when people come and ask them for a request and they don't play it, they just ignore them and they continue playing their own mix. And then they try, and then they try, they go and ask them again and they still don't play it. And so then they just give up because they know, like, man, they're like, I can't be bothered asking this guy for like the third time to play.
Sounds like a scary canary. I don't mind
playing requests, but if we get too many requests in the party, it's super annoying from a DJ perspective because we're supposed to be playing the music in a way that it flows, so it doesn't sound like we've stopped playing music at all. Like, there's no break in what we're doing. Like, it just, every, like, from the start to the end, it just sounds like one continuous song, right? That's the ideal DJ set. And when you're getting a request every 2 minutes, and each request is from a different genre, it makes it really hard to keep that flow going. So it's like, do I keep the flow going, or do I do everyone's request at this party?
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes there's like some suggestions that aren't there, but it kind of goes with what you're playing. Yeah. Like, I've had that happen to me where I've clicked and I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually a good one. I don't have that on my list. I'll quickly download it and then play it. But sometimes, like, if it's a request, if it's not coming from the people hosting, then I don't play. But if it's coming from someone that's like a hosting the party or someone that's organized it, the person that I've been communicating to and says, hey, sorry, we've got a special request, by all means, like, happy to do that.
Way to look at,
like,
it, yeah.
Yeah, mm. happy to do that. But, like, if it's just random, just coming up and going, oh, play this song, mate, like, oh, no, shut up.
Yeah, especially if you know it's, like, only two people at the party are going to appreciate it and then the other 50 are going to get pissed off.
Like, especially, like, for an Indian event, you can't play, like you can't play Western songs. Like, you can't play, like, non-Indian songs because no one's going to dance. These people love their Indian songs. Doesn't matter if it's, like, a remixed version or something. But, like, if I'm playing, like, Indian songs and then you tell me to play dubstep, I'm just going to be like, no.
Mash it up.
No, I'll play the Indian dubsteps if there is any.
Yeah, Indian Skrillex.
Indian Skrillex.
Probably is an Indian Skrillex, isn't there?
Probably is. I don't know. I haven't seen one. I'm not in touch with the music anymore because I used to be, but since like, you know, I've stopped DJing, like, I haven't been in touch, so I don't know what's new or fresh. And I have no idea.
Side note: I saw that Indian Fast and Furious movie the other day.
Which one?
Drive.
Did I tell you about that one?
Yeah, on Netflix. Josh, have you seen
it? It's called Drive. Is it the Indian one?
Is that that really dodgy edited one where the cars are like flying and like he's got like 50 guns?
Fast and Furious, except everyone is Indian and every 15 minutes is a Bollywood dance.
Oh yeah, I told you about this one. Yeah, I told you about this one because I watched it. Because aren't they racing in like Suzuki Swifts?
Oh no, the best thing about their cars is they have these body kits on them, so from the front, they look like completely different cars to what they are when the camera's on the side. So you're looking at the front, it's like, oh, this is a Nissan GTR. And then the camera turns to the side, it's like, oh, it's a Honda Jazz.
The main guy was driving like I think it was like a red Swift or something.
Yeah.
He had a red Swift. Yeah.
But it had like an Evo bumper on the front.
Yeah.
On the front, it looks like a Mitsubishi Evo. And then on the side, it's a Suzuki.
I remember I saw it and I'm like, Lawrence, you have to watch this. You have to watch this.
Indian Fast and Furious.
No, if you want like actual like Indian Fast and Furious sort of type, it's called Doom. DHOOM.
Oh, hook me up after this. We'll watch it.
Yeah. Josh,
do a watch party on my server.
I know. Josh, did you want to add anything else onto this?
No, I think we've covered it.
Covered it, yeah. We've gotten about an hour's done. So, thanks, guys. We had a pretty good, entertaining episode today. Josh, where could they find you?
So I'm on social media. Apparently, you can find me at @squishyjoshy, and on Instagram, I'm @squishy_joshy.
Awesome. We'll have your links down below as well, and then we'll link your Twitch channel as well. So awesome, that awesome. Keep us up to date when you're going to do that live DJ set. Mm-hmm. Love to see that. Love to see a lot of people joining in and helping out and growing the channel a bit more. So once that's up, I'll announce it on the podcast when that live DJ set's going to happen. And obviously Lawrence will be joining you for that one as well. So that's going to be great as well. Yeah, and Lawrence TD Project.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. On YouTube, guys. Find out T.D.Project. Is it?
Yeah, just to confuse everyone.
Yeah. That's it. Total Drama Project. No, that's not what it's called. It's
Total Drama. Actually, I wrote this script for an Initial D parody. I called it Initial E. And then instead of Project D, it was the TD Project. The TD stood for Total Domination.
Oh, nice. Oh. Team Deathmatch.
In the week leading up to us filming that, my car got ridden off, so we never filmed it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Was that because it got flooded, wasn't it?
No, that did not ride off my car.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's for another day.
Hey guys, and you can find us, you can find this, the map channel on linktree.com/map, Mad About Pop. Follow us on Insta, find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Google, any streaming,
we're on there. Yeah, just Google us, yeah.
Yeah, just Google Mad About Pop
Culture
Podcast. And we'll come up. Anyways, that's it for today, and we'll see you next time, guys. See ya.
See ya.
Yeah, I guess, eh? Okay.
Remember that Photoshop I did of your car?
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.